You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school basketball playoff time on KVON. Tonight, it is the opening game of the championship between the Pine Valley Girls Athletic League number one and number two teams, the Vintage Crushers from Napa and the Casa Grande Gauchos from Petaluma. Good evening, everyone, and welcome in. This is Ira C. Smith on behalf of our Napa Sports Boosters welcoming you to tonight's basketball action. It is a basketball doubleheader. Following the girls' championship game, we'll be right ahead with the boys against the Napa High and American Canyon contest. So we'll be set to go here, and hopefully you'll be all set wherever you're listening to our broadcast tonight. Dino Alessio is alongside. He'll be keeping the shooting statistics on tonight's game.
And I am extremely pleased to be here, Ira. Playoff basketball is always fun, and this is championship playoff basketball tonight. And we've got the one and two seeds in both games, so everything went according to the chalk, as they say, in the semifinal games on Wednesday, and we've got the best teams in the league on the girls' and the boys' side playing in these games tonight. The winners will go on to the section playoffs, and the teams that don't win tonight will likely be going to the playoffs as well, but probably with a lower seed. But there's a lot on the line tonight, and I'm looking forward to both games.
And our engineer is a Napa High graduate. He's doing engineering work and a lot of other things around the radio station these days. Angelo Lyons, part of our KVON staff, and he handles the switches back at the KVON studio. We have the Vintage Crushers from Napa coming in with a 20-6 record, and when you reach that 20 win total, that in itself is a milestone.
Absolutely, it is, because you're only going to play 26 or 27 games usually during the regular season. So to win 20 is quite a milestone, and it just shows the quality of the Vintage team this year and the great job that Joe Donahoe has done coaching.
The Vintage Crusher girls team has won six games in a row. They were the league champions with an 11-1 record. They finished one game ahead of Casa Grande, their opponent tonight. That was 10-2. Earlier this week, Vintage defeated Justin Sin in the semifinals 43-30, and Casa Grande, in a close contest, just got by Napa High 56-53. To set the scene for tonight. Joe Donahoe, in his third year, is the head coach for the Vintage Crusher girls team. He graduated from Napa High in 1979. Dan Sack is the longtime coach for the Gauchos at Casa Grande. He brings a team into this championship game with 17 wins, 9 losses. They were 10-2 in the Vine Valley Athletic League, so they were just one game back. They only have 3 seniors on their varsity roster. Vintage has 8 seniors on the varsity roster. Quite a contrast there. Casa Grande only has 2 juniors, but they have 4 sophomores and 4 freshmen. Talk about a young team.
Yep, and this is going to be a marvelous experience for the underclassmen. Obviously, if they win, it'll be a terrific experience. But even if they don't win tonight, the playoff experience, the championship-level playoff experience that those underclassmen will get tonight will certainly serve them well next year, Ira.
Well, in addition to the 8 seniors on the Vintage Crusher varsity roster, they have 3 juniors and 2 sophomores. So it'll be interesting to see how the players respond to this championship action coming up very shortly. We will be back in just a moment and hear the comments of Joe Donahoe, the Vintage Crusher head basketball coach, after we take time out for these messages. Well, we're here at American Canyon High School down in American Canyon, California. And what a really nice facility this gymnasium is.
It certainly is, Ira. Very, very impressive, very modern facility. Of course, only built in the last 8 or 9 years or so. And one thing that's really impressive is they have banners hanging on one side of all the championships that their varsity teams have already won in the brief amount of time that American Canyon High School has been in existence and that they've been competing at the varsity level. And they've already got quite a few banners up there denoting championships, league championships in football, soccer, track and field. Very impressive.
The tournament director for this tournament at American Canyon is the athletic director here, Nate Wilkins, who is a Vintage High graduate, and he has been very cooperative, and we appreciate his efforts, that's for sure. Let's find out what Joe Donahoe has to say about tonight's action. This will be the third time these two teams have played. The first meeting was December the 18th at Vintage, and Vintage won the game 40-26, a 14-point margin there. Then they played on January the 17th, and Casa Grande won that at their gymnasium, 55-42, a 13-point margin of victory. So this is kind of what you would consider a neutral court, and the teams could probably be fairly even.
Yeah, it absolutely. I would expect that it would be a close game tonight. I'm trying to remember if we did we broadcast that game that was at Vintage Gym. But
I did not. This will be my first time to see Casa Grande, and of course we have seen the Vintage team play, but it'll be our first exposure to the Gauchos girls team.
So it'll just be interesting. We'll have to see how it plays out, and that's the beauty of these games. Sometimes people will have fun making a prediction one way or the other. I just predict we're going to see a very entertaining game because we've got two very evenly matched teams. As you said, the point differential in their two regular season contests was just a one-point differential, and I think I'd settle for a one-point differential in the game tonight.
Well, Joe Donahoe, who is an Apple High graduate, is in his third year of coaching the Vintage Chrysler girls team. Let's find out what he thinks about tonight's contest.
What an exciting time for the girls.
Yeah, this is awesome to be a part of the first ever V-Val Tournament Championship game. We all got a peek at those nice trophies on our way in the door, and it's exciting. The girls are excited about the opportunity, and I hope we can play well tonight.
Well, the two teams have split in your previous meetings. What has worked for you?
Well, the first game we were able to do a get out in the open court, kind of speed the game up a little bit, and create several turnovers and that led to layups. And the second game they controlled the pace better, and we just didn't quite play as well on the road that night. But I'm looking forward to a good, definitely a good effort by the girls tonight.
Full squad for tonight.
Yeah, we've been healthy for about the last 10 days. Delana Morse's knee is still bothering her. It's her senior year. She's gutting it out and trying to help us as much as she can.
What do you rely on from the bench as you are coaching? Do you have input from assistant coaches? Do you just base it on your past experience or what?
Well, it's a collective effort. I mean, everybody that's over there's got a role. Obviously when the game's going, you can't keep track of everything. So Kelsey does a good job about telling me about who's in foul trouble in the timeout situation. And I always like to know who has the arrow and that kind of stuff. And then as far as the, they have a big squad, and, this time of year the rotation generally shrinks on pretty much every team that's playing basketball still. And so hopefully we can get everybody in tonight.
Well, you had to feel really proud that Barrett Donahoe, what a season that he has had, not only in basketball but football as well, as they had the senior night for Justin Siena the other night.
Yeah, that was a very emotional night for me because Well, as you know, we started the boys' game early on our behalf, so I could get over there for that. I'd like to say thank you to George Nesman and Cam Neal for working that out, the two athletic directors. And it was very emotional because six of those boys on the court at one time played basketball for me from third grade on up. So it was very, you know, gratifying to see them still playing basketball all these years later and playing at a high level. And then going over to Vintage and having a senior night with our nine seniors. It was an emotional night. I'm glad we were able to pull off a win on our end.
Have a good night tonight.
All right. Thanks, Ira. Have fun calling it.
Joe Donahoe in his third year as the coach. And we're going to get this game started on time, it looks like. The teams have been taking their warm-ups, and now they've gone back to their respective benches preparatory to the starting lineups being introduced over the PA. We're located at the southeast corner of the gymnasium, running north and south, and it's right on the main level. We did have the option of going up about midway into the bleacher area, but that would get us a little farther away from the action. So we're right here at the court side, ready to call the play-by-play. The officials tonight, Dwayne Perry and Sarjeet Singh, are officials assigned to the contest, both of whom are very good officials. We have seen them work previously, and they will be refereeing this game. The starters are being introduced for Casa Grande. Jennifer Loyo is first to come out and be introduced. She is going to be joined on the court by Trinity Merwin, who is a sophomore, a 5'6 sophomore from Casa Grande, which, by the way, is located in Petaluma. Joining her on the court is Emma Reese. She's only 5'4 and a junior, operates quite a bit as the point guard for the team. Next to be introduced to the squad here, or the team, is Sophia Garida. She is a 5'7 sophomore. Now, you can tell this is a young team. And the next starter is a senior, 5'11", Samantha Diedrichsen. I asked Samantha before the game about what she wants to do next year. She says she wants to go to college and probably not play basketball.
Well, you know, it's important, you know, to have your priorities straight. And when you get to that college level, basketball can be a big distraction from the books. So probably a very grown-up decision on her part to just focus on her studies.
For Vintage Crushers, Alyssa Andrews, a 5'8 senior, is first to come onto the court. She is joined by Nicole Gleason, a 5'10 senior. Alyssa was averaging 15.6 and Nicole 9.5. They're joined by Kate Ilsley, a 5'9 senior, averaging 7.3 per contest. Maya Sapanza is a senior, averaging 4.8 per contest. And a junior, Mo Morgan, or Morgan Groves, we should say. But instead of Morgan, she usually goes by Mo Groves. She averages 5 points per game. So those are the starters for this Vine Valley Athletic League playoffs. And we're going to be taking a pause now because they're going to present the national anthem. We'll be right back after that for the tip-off of the game. Well, here we go. All set and ready to go. Courtside, Iris D. Smith along with Dino Alessio. The officials have gone to the center of the court. Dwayne Perry grabs the official basketball to get this ball game underway. His other official is Sarjeet Singh. They frequently refer to him as just Sarge. And they will be officiating just the first game. And the Casa Grande team will be in their forest green uniforms with the gold numeral, heading toward us here at the south end. Then in their white uniforms, the burgundy numerals trimmed in gold, going to the far end of the court. And the official, Dwayne Perry, moves in, checks with the girls, ready to toss the ball up, and we're underway. Vintage controls the tip as they quickly get it down. The pass is intercepted by Jennifer Loyo, and here come the Gauchos on the attack now for the first time as Loyo has at the top of the key. As Vintage is starting out here, follows, looks like a 2-3 zone defense set up by the Crushers. Sagging in the middle, that allows a three-point attempt up by Reese, no good. But a long rebound comes out, and it's saved by Casa Grande. So they get the ball right back after the three-point attempt came off the iron, went way back. They bring the ball over towards the left corner, gets the pass there to Merwin. Merwin can't drive against the defender, Andrews, on the play. So it goes right side now to Loya. She forces one up, no good. Rebound by the Crushers. They try a fast break, and the ball is stolen again. Driving into the forecourt comes Garidia, puts a shot up, no good, and the Crushers lose the ball out of bounds. As it looked like Maya Sapenza had the rebound, but just couldn't hold on to it. Off her fingertips, and Casa Grande gets the ball again. Then he's still looking to get their first shot away here in this opening quarter of play. Casa Grande drives over to the side, puts a three-point up. No good by Merwin. Rebounded by the Crushers. Gleason takes it into the forecourt. Gets it over now to Andrews. Andrews to the right of the key. Takes it towards the baseline. Puts a pass in the middle. And it is shot up no good by Kate Ilsley. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Casa Grande ball. No score yet. We played a minute and a half here in the first quarter. Vintage gets back into their defense. Looks like they may have gone into a man-to-man defense now as they sag in the middle, trying to really clog up that middle, but that gives them a chance for Casa Grande to try the three-point shot. Here's Merwin bringing it over the left side to Loyo. Loyo back to Merwin. She's going to try another three. Good! As it was Trinity Merwin getting the first points in the game. She's just a sophomore, and her team is ahead, and that's the first point. Vintage quickly in the forecourt. Gleason out the top of the key now to Andrews. Andrews over in the right-hand corner as she cuts for the basket, gets a return pass, puts a shot up, no good. A battle for the rebound. The Crushers get it. Comes out to Gleason. Gleason goes in the lane, kicks a pass over to Andrews, drives in, and her shot is partially blocked, and a scramble for the rebound. It's still loose, and finally they call a jump ball. So on the alternate possession, Casa Grande gets the ball in their backcourt. They lead it. That was a two-point shot, we've been advised now by Merwin, as she had apparently her toe on the line. So it is a two-point lead, and they bring the ball forecourt toward the left-hand corner. Merwin there tries another long one. No good. The rebound finish. They have a fast break. Deflected. Oh, a nice defensive play turned in by Sophia Garidia. He is a 5'7 sophomore. Ball will stay with the Crushers near quarter court right side. Comes into Ilsley. Ilsley pivots around, can't go for the basket, so gives to Andrews. She does start for the basket. She's checked off the play, gives to Ilsley, going up for the shot. And she hits it. Good move inside by Kate Ilsley to tie up the game at two. Casa Grande works the ball into the forecourt, now coming across the center logo, and they try a quick three up, no good by Reese, rebounded by Vintage, as Ilsley lets the defense siphon by. Casa Grande in a, there's a steal at midcourt, driving down, Irwin puts a shot up, no good, and the Crushers were late getting back, and they get another shot on the basket, no good. Gleason rebounds down to Ilsley, goes up, shoots, missed the layup. Rebound taken out of there by Casa Grande. Casa Grande missed two pretty open shots down at their end of the court, and they bring the ball back into the forecourt. Now we're tied at two. Goes towards the right-hand corner, as the Crusaders have been sagging in on the defense, that's been allowing Casa Grande to attempt the three-point shot. And there's another one. It rims no good. Gleason gets a long rebound for Venice. Looks down court, has Ilse going down the right wing. Can't get a pass to her. Brings it to the center circle. Takes it towards the right side to Andrews. Goes towards the corner. Lobs it to Gleason as she cuts through. The ball's deflected. Stolen again. Casa Grande gets a fast break. Coming down left side. And checked off the play there by Groves, putting a shot up, missing. Rebound, get in the lane, the shot up, no good. And Gleason rebounds this time for Vintage. And Joe Donahoe wants to take a little timeout here to get things adjusted.
Well, the action's been pretty frantic here for Casa Grande. They've already taken up 12 shots, made only one. They've tried 5 three-pointers and haven't been able to sink any of those. And for the that's for Casa Grande. For Vintage, they've only been able to get up 5 shots, and they've made 1 out of the 5. And the reason that Casa Grande's had so many more shots is that Vintage has turned the ball over 4 times, although Vintage does lead in the rebounding by a count of 8-5. So not really a whole lot to say in the way of trends so far, except that Casa Grande, as you mentioned, did miss a couple of just easy shots under the basket that they weren't able to put in.
Vintage will have the ball in the backcourt. Andrews inbounds it to Gleason. A full court trap press is applied against Vintage now. Andrews gets the ball to Gleason, and she loses it, but there is a whistle. Gleason had the ball deep, like it goes out of bounds, and it was last touch by Casa Grande. So Vintage just into the forecourt will inbound the ball. Andrews looks. Hillsley comes out and gets the pass, and then has her pass deflected out of bounds off the leg of Sophia Garidia. Vintage inbounds the ball once again. Gleason drives baseline right. Her shot no good. Scramble for the loose ball, and Safensia gets it for Vintage to Gleason. Underneath to Ilse, can't hold it, stolen again. Fast break coming the other way, but Vintage does a nice job of getting back. The shot is up no good, rebound put up no good. Another offensive rebound is pulled out of there by no good. That was Fragigas, and it's rebounded by the Crushers into the forecourt. And the ball is down to a low post, and there is a whistle down at the far end of the court, and the jump ball is called. So Vintage gets the ball on the alternate possession. 2:45 to go. First quarter, 2-2 score. Vintage looking to inbound the ball to the left of the basket for which they're shooting. The ball is deflected, and it's out of bounds. Off of Vintage, another turnover for Vintage here. Vintage scored 40 points in their first meeting against this team, and they scored 42 the next time, but they've been stuck on 2 for a while here in this early going in this contest. So Casa Grande with the ball, right side. Nardia gets it over to Merwin, drives in the lane. Good defense, so she can't shoot. Passes to the right corner. A three-pointer is on the way and good. That was by Samantha Diedrichsen getting the three-point basket, and it's 5-2 now. Then he's looking at full court pressure. It's a 2-3 zone press, and they try to trap, and there's a whistle. And it's going to be a foul against Casa Grande. And we're on the opposite side of the court from the official scorer's bench, so we will not be able to see the referee give the indication, but it looks like that foul is going to be charged to Diedrichsen. That's her first foul. So Vintage gets the ball out of bounds. Vintage makes the change as Ellie Savage has come onto the court for the Crushers. Sapenza fires a long one up. No good, but was fouled on the play. That, let's see, she may have been in three-point territory. Very close to that arc out there. And they say it will be a two-shot foul. So she must have been right inside the arc. The foul goes on Ashley Casper. Free throw, first one, is good. So it will be Sapenza back at the free throw line. Coming into the game, she'd made 11 out of 20, just over 50% back at the free throw line. So now on the season, she's 12 out of 21. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Sapenza gets one more free throw. The official had gone over to the scorer's bench to check on something. Now he's back, and the free throw is up. And no good. A battle for the rebound, and it's taken out of there by Casa Grande. Casa Grande with the ball and a two-point lead. As they bring it forecourt, they have Dalmani into the lineup now for the Gauchos. She is off guard. The pass goes underneath the basket. A shot up around. No good by Ragakis. Ragakis going back on defense now as the Crushers got the rebound, trying to tie up the game as they bring it to forecourt with Andrews driving in, passing over to Sapenza. Back out it comes now. Over to the right side it goes, and Andrews starts to drive in, but there is a whistle. Must have bounced the ball on the baseline, and yet another turnover for the Crushers.
That's seven turnovers so far for the Crushers. They've got to cut down on that if they're going to be successful tonight.
Into the forecourt comes Damani. He's one of the point guards there, brings it over towards the left corner. They have Diedrichsen coming out there to meet the pass. Diedrichsen almost lost the ball, but does retrieve it. Gets her pass over to Merwin. They go back to Diedrichsen. She hits a three. Wow, that's her second three-point basket in this first quarter, and it's 8-3 now, and a bad pass by Vintage, another turnover. Casa Grande in the forecourt sets up their offense. They look at the three, and they can't get the shot away, so they try to work it inside. Comes over to the left side now as they work it around the perimeter, and back out to the top of the key. As the Crushers doing a good job on defense, pressuring them outside a little bit now since they've hit two threes. Merwin tries a long two. It rims no good. And an offensive rebound is pulled out of there by Ragakis. And she'll put the shot up no good at the buzzer. That'll end that first quarter. Not a good first quarter for the Vintage Crushers. At the end of one, it is Casa Grande of Petaluma 8. The Vintage Crushers of Napa 3. Well, the Vintage girls seem to be a little tense there in that opening quarter.
The Crushers turned the ball over 8 times in that first quarter. Now, some of that was, I mean, it was very good defense being played by Casa Grande, but it was also opportunistic, as there were several times that Vintage just pretty much mishandled the ball and Casa Grande was there to grab it. Fortunately for Vintage, Casa Grande was not able to turn a lot of those breakaways into points as they consistently went down and missed pretty easy shots.
For the Crushers, Groves is back in the lineup. Also staying in the lineup, Ellie Savage, a sophomore. And they had come out there, looked like they were going to have 6 players, but not yet back in the lineup is Nicole Gleason. But she's over reporting to the official scorer's bench right now as play resumes here in the second quarter. Loya passes over in the right corner. Ball's deflected by Vintage out of bounds. And now Gleason can come into the lineup. So Gleason is in and Savage goes to the bench.
The Gauchos were 3 of 20 in that first quarter. The Crushers 1 of 8.
Pass comes low post left side here, getting it to Diedrichsen. Shot up, no good. Rebound put back up, no, but a foul, yes. Jennifer Loyo, a 5'9 senior, was in good position for that offensive rebound, and as she tried to put it back up, was fouled on the play, and we'll have 2 free throws coming. The foul was on Sapenza, her first free throw good. Rolled around the iron and then just kind of trickled in. So it would be Jennifer Loyo back at the line here for her second free throw attempt. That one is perfect. And that makes it a 10-3 score. Casa Grande in the lead. Andrews gets the ball into the forecourt to Ilse, down to Gleason, over the baseline right side. A shot up and good by Sapenza. So Maya Sapenza gets the Vintage's second field goal in the game. There's a fast break. They try a three. It's up. No good by Reese, but another offensive rebound. Comes out to the top of the key. Another three-pointer is fired and hit that time by Liberias. Liberias, that is Cassie Liberias, getting a three-pointer. So the Crushers are going to have to change their defense and come out on that three-point shooting, as that was the third three-pointer.
Yeah, they're 3 out of 11, so it's not too dire, but the Vintage Crushers might want to think about coming out after those shooters a little bit.
They've been trying to box out around the middle and sag in around the free-throw line. Vintage on the attack now. 7 minutes to go. We're in the second quarter. A bad pass, but it retrieved by Sapenza for the Crushers. The ball deflected away from her by Sophia Garidia. Garidia, 5'7", sophomore, doing a nice job of reaching in without making contact and without getting called for the foul. Sapenza goes to the sideline. As into the lineup is the freshman, Eden Wood. So Vintage brings their one freshman. There is a bad pass. It sails out of bounds. And yet another turnover, the Crushers. They're ninth here in this first half, or just early in the second quarter. Vintage is trailing at 13-5. Casa Grande with the ball, working it around against a zone defense. And the shot is partially blocked, and Vintage has the ball as it goes to Andrews. Andrews driving to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, going under the basket. Her shot is blocked, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crushers. Nice job of penetrating there by Andrews, but when she attempted to get the shot away, it was blocked there, just almost right under the basket. Inbounds pass to Ilsley. Has a little daylight. Goes up, shoots, miss. Rebound taken out of there by Eden Wood. Has to over on the right side. Andrews, she fires one up, no good. Rebound, Wood can't get to it. It's out of bounds as Gauchos will get the ball. Wood was blocked out there. She wanted to try to get the rebound, but it had a defender between her and the basketball. Back into the lineup for Casa Grande comes Trinity Merwin. She was a starter. Get that long two to start the scoring in the game. Merwin has the ball now deep in the right corner. They are working it around. The Crushers in a zone defense. Passes into the left corner for a three-point attempt up. No good by Emma Reese, but another offensive rebound out to Merwin. She tries a three. No good. And underneath a foul ball, Kate Hillsley got the defensive rebound and was fouled on the play. Neither team yet in the bonus. That Casa Grande foul against Dietrichson, her second. Crushers fast break coming down quickly, going up, shooting and scoring. Wow, that was their best fast break, as it was the freshman Wood that got the basket there. Got a good pass and went in from the side and laid it in. And it's 13-7. Vinny's getting more aggressive now. And there's a steal by Gleason. Gleason drives down. She goes up. She scores. Nicole Gleason on the interception and the breakaway. And Vintage is starting to come back.
Yes, and those were great plays by Vintage, because what they were able to do that Casa Grande hasn't been able to do to any successful degree so far is that Vintage turned those turnovers and breakaways into baskets. And whereas Casa Grande was getting the turnovers but not converting them into hoops on the other end.
This is our first game of a basketball doubleheader. Both are championship games. The first ever in the Vine Valley Athletic League playoff. This, the girls' championship game, after having come through with a semifinal victory. The boys' championship game, the Napa High Grizzlies against the American Canyon Wolves, will follow this at about 7 o'clock tonight. We have 5:18 to go here in the quarter. the clock had started before the ball was put in play. That is unusual. And now they put the ball in play, and the clock resumes now. Kreischer's on the defense, using a zone, a 1-2-2 zone, and a reach-in, and a foul on Vintage. It's only going to be their second team foul. No, I thought it was a foul, but they're not giving any indication. Apparently, they just punched the ball out of bounds. So not a foul on the situation. Okay, well, check it. Yeah, it was. They called it against Groves. Late call there. They got the foul registered up for Groves. So it'll be Jennifer Loyo to inbound the ball for the Gauchos. Working it around the perimeter, staying behind the three-point line. Now Vintage is coming out on. They're trying to double-team the player with the ball, and they force a turnover. Ball goes right over to David Hillsley, the JV girls coach for the Crushers, who's over by the varsity bench. The freshman, Eden Wood, has come out of the lineup. And put Sapenza back in. Inbounds pass comes to Gleason. Over to Andrews. Back to Gleason. They're looking at full court pressure now. A trap defense applied against the Kreischer. Andrews is double teamed. She is tied up. Boy, they did a nice job of pressuring Alyssa Andrews. She has scored over 1,000 points in her high school career, as has Kate Hillsley. Two of the seniors. There's Sapenza trying a three. It rims no good. Goes for her rebound, and it is taken instead by Casa Grande. Coming down, but the Crushers do a nice job of getting back. It's Merwin driving in. Can't get a shot away. Passes in the corner. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by Emma Reese. Rebounded by Sapenza for Vintage to Hillsley. Hillsley in the forecourt. Bad pass. Intercepted there. And then there's a battle for the ball in the backcourt with Mo Groves trying to punch the ball away, but Casa Grande controls now as they take their time bringing the ball into the forecourt. We're exactly midway through the second quarter with 4 minutes to go. There's a long two up and rims, and it goes in by Trinity Merwin, her second basket in the game. Full court pressed again against Vintage. It's a trapping press, a 1-2-2 zone trap. Andrews in the forecourt finds over on the left side Gleason. Gleason underneath to Hillsley, goes up, shoots, missed the layup, goes for the rebound, gets the rebound, and was fouled on the play and goes down hard on the court. With 3.5 minutes to go here until halftime, now there was a foul on the play. That would have been about the fourth team foul. Dunker called for the foul. Shayla Dunker, a 5'11 senior. Hillsley is coming out of the lineup now. Into the ball game is Eliana Morris. Morris gets, and there is a tripping foul, an inadvertent trip, but nonetheless, Garidia is called for the trip. That's the fifth team foul. So Casa Grande has one foul to give before the 1-plus-1 bonus would be in effect. And it is Andrews looking to trigger the inbounds. Gets it into Morris. Morris, a bounce pass over to Gleason on the right-hand side. Gleason goes into the lane, pivots around, can't get a shot, gives to Andrews. She tries to force it. No good. The rebound underneath the basket. Up and good! Off of the offensive backboard, Mo Groves gets her first point in the game, and with 3 minutes to go in the first half, it's 15-11. Over on the side, the ball is intercepted by Gleason. A lead pass comes to Groves. Groves at midcourt, double team, falls down, and is tied up. Wow. Well, that double teaming has been effective for the Gauchos so far, creating problems with the Crushers getting fluent in their flow on the offensive side of the basketball. Into the forecourt now as Casa Grande has Monty back in the game, and a whistle there at midcourt. And let's
She threw the ball, and it bounced off the leg of the Crusher player and went out of bounds.
Inbounds pass for Casa Grande comes to Dalmani. Dalmani working against the zone defense. Passes to Merwin. Merwin, a hook pass way back out to the side and out of bounds, as that will be Chrysler's ball in the backcourt. With 2.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, Andrews right in front of our broadcast vantage point looks to inbound against Fraser defense. Gets it into Gleason. Bounce pass right side. They get it. Gleason goes basic. Oh, tried to pass underneath the basket, and Sapenza couldn't hold the ball off of her fingertips, out of bounds. 15-11. Casa Grande in the lead, and they have the basketball. Vintage has not led in this game. Casa Grande's had 3 3-point field goals in the contest. Vintage has yet to hit a three. They haven't taken nearly as many as Casa Grande has. The ball is deflected away, and we have, it's like a shoving foul called against one of the Crushers. And that's going to be just about the second team foul, as that is charged to the Crushers. And that goes against Sapenza, her second personal foul. That was the third team foul. Inbounds pass intercepted by Gleason. A lead pass to Andrews. But a travel is called against Gleason after the interception before her pass got away. We're exactly at the two-minute mark here in the second quarter. 15-11. Casa Grande has the ball in their forecourt to trigger the inbounds. Comes out to the top of the key to Casper. Casper looks around, nearly pulled the pivot foot, and she's well out behind the arc. And then a bounce pass goes over quarter court to the right side, and nearly, and Sapenza reaches in and tries to tie her up. Now they double team, and the ball is, it's going to be called a jump ball. Good defense there by the Crushers, and they'll get the ball in the alternate possession.
Yeah, she tried to throw the ball off Sapenza to get it to go out of bounds, but Sapenza was so alert, she was able to get a hand on it.
The ball is tipped and does go out of bounds this time. And it was tipped by the Crusher, so a turnover there against Vintage. As they're giving the ball to Casa Grande, so it was a turnover. The Crusher's having trouble there in their backcourt, getting the ball into the forecourt. Inbounds pass to Merwin, goes in the right-hand corner. Now to Samantha Diedrichsen. The ball is deflected off of the Crushers again, out of bounds. So there are 24 seconds on the shot clock, and 1:36 to go on the game clock here in the second quarter. Casa Grande with the ball, working it around the perimeter against the zone defense, and the pass sails out of bounds. It will be Crushers ball. They tried to get it to a low post, Samantha Diedrichsen, and Diedrichsen had to lunge for the ball, couldn't control it, and it's out of bounds to Vintage against the full court pressure, and Gleason can't hold it off of her fingertips, out of bounds. Now we see one of the officials coming in for the next game. It's going to be Dennis Savage, guy that we've seen work other ball games, as that will be for the boys championship game coming up following this girls championship battle. Casa Grande with the ball as they try to get it to the left side. There'll be a 3-point attempt up. No good by Trinity Merwin. Rebound by the Crushers. And it falls thrown out of bounds again by Vintage.
That's 15 turnovers now for the Crushers, and we're not even at halftime.
Just had trouble with their passing. Going to the sideline, Sophia Garidia, and back into the lineup for the Gauchos is Mason Damani, a 5'3 freshman. He's working out there as the point guard. Merwin over to the side, and a long 3-point attempt by Diedrichsen. No good. Rebounded by the Crushers. Ilsley, who just came back into the lineup, gets it over to Andrews, back to Ilsley. Ilsley is fouled. That was the last foul to give that Casa Grande has. They, in this final minute now of the first half, any other foul will, common foul will be the bonus. That last foul was on Merwin, her first. Vinny's with the ball with 40 seconds to go in the half. Bounce pass baseline right side. Now it comes over to Andrews, fires a 15-footer. No, that was back of the line, just behind the arc. So it's a three-pointer there for Andrews, her first basket of the game. And it's a one-point game now, 15-14. And he quickly gets back on defense. Pass goes in the right-hand corner, and the ball is deflected. Scramble for a loose ball, and it's still loose, and they finally pull it out for Casa Grande. There is a three-point attempt up. Good from the right side. Wow, that was a nice shot by Casper to end the first half to make it a four-point lead with a 10-point quarter for Casa Grande. Vinny had an 11-point quarter and would have had a little better advantage had it not been for that last-second three-point shot affair. So that's the end of our first half. Invite you to stay tuned there. We'll have some halftime comments, as well as taking a look at the shooting statistics when we continue after timeout for these messages.
Points in the quarter and put them at 14 for the game. The Crushers overall are 6 for 18 from the floor, 1 for 2 from three-point range, and pardon me, 1 for 2 from three-point range, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The turnover battle is definitely in favor of Casa Grande, although the Gauchos did turn the ball over 6 times in that second quarter, so they have 7 turnovers for the game. The Crushers turned the ball over 8 times in the first quarter and 7 in the second quarter, so they have 15 turnovers for the game. The rebounding favors the Crushers by a count of 19-14. There were 2 block shots by Casa Grande and 1 block shot by the Crushers. Casa Grande had 5 assists on their 6 made baskets. The Crushers had 3 assists on their 6 made baskets. The Crushers definitely played a better second quarter than they did a first, Ira. But that three-pointer right at the buzzer means that Casa Grande is still up by 4. They were up by 5 at the end of the first quarter. And it looked like we'd have a one-point game at halftime, but that three-pointer was right on the mark. And so Casa Grande still leads by 4 points.
Well, nobody doing much of a job as far as scoring with Samantha Diedrichsen hitting 2 three-pointers, leading the way. She had 6 points, and Trinity Merwin had 4 points to lead their scoring. While for Vinich, Maya Sampion had 3 points, and Andrews, who hit that three-point basket, had 3. They led the Vinich Crushers in scoring. The tournament director is a Vinich High graduate, Nate Wilkins. I remembered when he played basketball for the Vinich Crushers. He's athletic director now at American Canyon High School. And let's find out a little more about this tournament as we talk with Nate Wilkins.
Well, Nate, what a great facility. I can understand how you host several events here.
Yeah, well, welcome, Ira. We enjoyed having you at the football stadium over the and seeing what we had out there, and we're really proud of our basketball gymnasium as well, and I look forward to hosting some 4 great teams tonight.
Well, you have the number 1 and number 2 seeds in both the boys and girls competition.
We're really excited about that. It's kind of played out like the way it was supposed to. So I know there's been a lot of conversation about the tournament and the structure on it, and we're personally really excited. It gives us something to play for the boys' side. We get another shot at Napa after two tough losses to him this season. So we're appreciative that we get this final opportunity to play.
What does this mean in regards to the North Coast section playoffs?
Well, it's very important for us because if you looked at the max prep ranking, which is the primary thing that they go off of, we're outside the playoff level looking into Division II right now. So how this helps us is a couple quality wins, one over Casa Grande the other night, which was ahead of us. Hopefully it moves us up to the top 16 where we don't have to really go through an appeal process to get to the playoffs that we're nationally in. So it means the world for us. You'd have to ask Coach Zach over at Napa how they feel about it, but we're looking forward to a good competition tonight.
There was some question as to whether the league champion or the tournament playoff champion would get an automatic bid to the North Coast section. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I was under the impression that this would be a automatic playoff berth, much more than you see in the college ranks. And that's not that there's too many leagues for us to be able to do that and have two automatic qualifiers from each division. So, you know, now that we're taking a step back and looking at it, we're thankful for the tournament. We're happy to be able to put it on. I think this is a good celebration of local basketball, a good celebration of the EVAL, and there's a lot of tough playoff teams out there that our local teams cannot always get past, especially the last year in the league where we had to go up to Sacramento a bunch of times. This gives us a chance to kind of wrap up the season, have a celebration. We raise our funds for the Vine Valley Athletic League through this, which actually lowers the cost of each individual school's membership. So there are, I think the pros far do outweigh the cons about playing a couple extra games.
In the past, American Canyon has hosted some postseason play in the section level. Anything on the horizon?
I don't think so, unfortunately, this year. I think our preseason was a little too tough for us. We bit off a little more than we could chew, and although we got better from those experiences, that really cost us in our rankings. So we're traveling. We're probably going to see some pretty tall players out there, whether it's Bishop O'Dowd or whatever. Once we get into playoffs, we would be a lower seed this year. We're okay with that. We're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, those are the comments from the athletic director at American Canyon High School, Nate Wilkins, kind of setting the scene. Denny's trail at the end of the first quarter, 8-3, but they were able to get double-figure scoring there in the second quarter with 11 points. The Gauchos got in double figures as well. They hit that last second three-pointer for 10 points in the quarter. The previous two games, the teams split, Vintage winning at the Crusher Gym by 14, and Casa Grande winning at their gym by 13 points.
Yep, and this here gym is what they call neutral territory, so it could be very well a close game. Casa Grande is just playing terrifically with their trapping defense. Whoever's got the ball, they're putting two or even three girls on that player. But what Vintage started to do a little more successfully in that second quarter, I thought, was they were able to pass the ball out of that trapping defense. And, of course, the thing is, if you've got two or three girls on one player, that means there are other girls out there that are uncovered. So if you can pass the ball to them, they should have some good quality shots. And Vintage seems to do a little more of that in the second quarter. So it's sort of like a chess match here. We'll be interested to see if Casa Grande keeps doing the trap and if Casa Grande keeps shooting the long threes on offense. And on the other hand, it'll be interesting to see if the Crushers keep playing that collapsing defense or sagging in defense, which invites the three-point shot, and whether Vintage can manage to pass the ball out of those double teams and triple teams as they were towards the end of that first or second quarter.
Well, they can do that by spreading their offense, which they will probably do. Hey, we'd like to congratulate the Vintage Boys soccer as they defeated Justin Center recently 7-0, and that was their third straight shutout. It's their sixth in league games, and the Vintage Boys soccer team has won now three straight league titles, including two in the MEL before the Vine Valley Athletic League Championship this season. In fact, back in 2014, Vintage won the Sac Joaquin Section Division II Championship. They do a really great job as far as soccer is concerned, and they will get into North Coast Section Division I for the first time next Wednesday. It'll be on February the 13th. They'll go into there with a 9-game winning streak and an 18-game unbeaten streak.
Very impressive.
That was the boys' soccer, so we wish them well. And it'll be interesting to see what happens here as we get set for second half of basketball. The Vintage girls are already out here ready to go. Casa Grande has yet to come out of their dressing room. Buzzer is sounded. The officials are over at the scorer's bench. Joe Donahoe talking to
his Crushers, now talking to Alyssa Andrews, who could be the key here to Vintage's offense in this second half.
I'll tell you, Ira, Joe Donahoe and David Ilsley both came out with their game faces on after halftime. So I don't think there was any yelling or screaming that had to go on in the locker room. They're not that kind of coaches, and it's not appropriate for this situation. But the players and the coaches definitely seem to have their mindset on playing a stronger second half.
Well, the Casa Grande girls have come out on the court now, and the officials say, let's go, let's play ball. Dwayne Perry has the ball at midcourt. He'll be giving it to the Casa Grande girls as they get it to start the second half. The other official is Sarjeet Singh. Sarge is frequently referred to. 18-14, Casa Grande in the lead as we get set here for the second half of basketball action for the Fine Valley Athletic League playoff championship. Play resumes now. We're underway with Gardia passing over in the right-hand corner now. And there is a three-point attempt up. No good by Emma Reese. The ball caroms out of bounds, but it was off of one of the Crushers. So the Crushers could not contain the defensive rebound, and the Gauchos get it there in the forecourt. They get it out to Merlin. She likes to shoot the three over in the left-hand corner. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by Emma Reese again. Rebounded by Vintage. Quickly, Andrews brings it to forecourt. Over to Sapenza. Sapenza bounces it back out to Gleason. Gleason, as she tries to spread the offense to keep from the double-teaming effort from the defense, over the right side. And Andrews, pull-up jumper, no good. Ball is off of Jennifer Loyo, out of bounds to Vintage. Vintage will have it just to the left of the basket for which they are shooting for. Looking, and getting the pass in to Ilsley. Ilsley's going to be double-teamed. Passes over now to Sapenza. Sapenza drives in, goes up, misses the shot. Rebound is taken out by Diedrichsen for Casa Grande. Neither team scoring yet here in the second half. Merwin bounced past the right side. Now the Crushers are going to try to double-team the player with the ball. And Merwin gets her pass over the right side to Loyo, working it around the perimeter. Vintage in a zone defense, still collapsing in around the free throw area. There's a shot up over the defense. No good by Diedrichsen. Rebounded by the Crushers this time. Andrews will bring the ball forecourt. May go all the way. Ball is deflected away. She picks the ball back up, gets the pass back out. It goes to Ilsley, back to Andrews. Andrews hooks the pass over to Sapenza. To Gleason, the top of the key. Used up the dribble. Finds Ilsley. Fires a long one. Hits a three. Ilsley with a three-point basket. And the Crushers are back within a point. 18-17 now. We've played just about 2 minutes here in the second half. Vintage quickly gets back on defense, sets that zone in motion. Gardia over there. The ball is blocked by the Crushers, Kate Ilsley, as they try to drive and get a shot away. It'll be Gardia, 5'7 sophomore, ready to trigger the inbound. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. To Merwin, the top of the key, over the left side. They're going to shoot over the defense, again missing, and Ilsley rebounds. A long pass down to Andrews. She drives in. She goes up. She scores! Alyssa Andrews with the drive, and Ilsley with the assist on the play, and Vintage has the lead. Gets her first lead in the ballgame. Fast break the other way. From the left corner, a three-pointer. Boom! Got it! Wow, what a shot over there by Emma Reese. That's her first three-point basket, but it puts her team back in the lead by 2 points. 21-19. Ilsley in the forecourt. Bounce pass is nearly intercepted, but Mo Groves did a good job of retrieving the ball. Now to Gleason. Gleason on the angle. Fires a three. It rims. No good. Goes for the rebound, and it's out of bounds, and it's awarded to Casa Grande. Casa Grande, Gauchos, three seniors, two juniors, four sophomores, and four freshmen on the varsity. Vintage with eight seniors, three juniors, two sophomores, and one freshman
on their varsity. So Vintage had the lead momentarily before the three-point basket by Emma Reese.
And you were correct, Ira. That was the first lead change of the game. Casa Grande had led wire to wire up to that point. Vintage took the lead and held it for about 10 seconds, and then Casa Grande went back out in front. But now we've got the kind of game that we were expecting going in, a very tight fought game. Casa Grande continues to impress me defensively. They're not just contesting every shot. They're contesting every pass. They're contesting every bounce of the basketball when the Crushers try and dribble. They are just in the Crushers' face on a consistent basis and doing a terrific job.
Well, the Crushers have been trying to work the ball on the inside, whereas Casa Grande's been working the ball outside on the perimeter. Here they come. Merwin in the forecourt, driving in, kicking it over the left corner. There's another three-point attempt. Good again by Reese. Emma Reese has hit consecutive three-point baskets, and it's a five-point Casa Grande lead now. And there's an interception. Casa Grande gets the ball right back. Merwin in the right-hand corner has her pass intercepted. Now the Crushers have a fast break. Gleason drives in and passes underneath to Andrews. Deflected away. Andrews retrieves. Deflected away again, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Vintage Crushers.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. The Gauchos are contesting everything.
Andrews looks to trigger from the right sideline. Comes in to Ilsley. Ilsley moves, goes up, shoots, and she scores! Kate Ilsley moving on the inside that time. Got the field goal. And it's a three-point lead for the Gauchos, and they have the ball now. 4:15 to go. We're in the third quarter. Merwin in the right-hand corner. Double team. Gets the pass over now. They look it out to the top of the key. Now on the right side, Merwin. She tries a three. She was fouled while shooting a three by Ilsley. She'll get three free throws. Ilsley committing the foul. So it will be Merwin at the free throw line for the first time. The first free throw is no good. First free throw they've missed. Of course, they only took a couple there in that first half. Trinity Merwin, 5'6 sophomore, second free throw. That one is also a miss. It hits the flange back at the back part of the iron, and then caroms off to the right. We're midway through the third quarter, ready for her third attempt. And let's see if she gets the trifecta. Now, she made that one. So she goes 1-for-3 at the foul line. And it's a four-point lead. Full court press. The trap put on the Crushers. It's Andrews getting the ball in the forecourt to Gleason. The ball is nearly stolen away, but it goes out of bounds off of Emma Reese. No, they say that it was last touched by Gleason. So another turnover for Vintage that had 15 turnovers in the first half of the game. We're midway through the third quarter, and it is Casa Grande leading it by 4 points. They go to Merwin, right side baseline, kicks it back out to the top of the key. Now over to the left. There is a three-point attempt up. No good by Diedrichsen. Rebounded by the Crushers. They've got three-on-three fast break. Andrews drives in, goes up, missed, but was fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line for two free throws. The fast break, well, it didn't result in a field goal. Gets a couple free throws. The first one is up and rolling good. Andrews at the free throw line. And she had 65% on the season, 73 out of 112. Gets there more times than anybody else. Her next free throw, that is perfect. So Alyssa has 2-for-2 at the foul line in this quarter, and it's a two-point game. In the right corner, they pressure Reese now. She's hit two in a row over there. The pass goes over to Damani, goes up, but missed the shot, rebounded by the Crushers. They look for a fast break. It's not there, so they don't press it. They bring it over into the attacking territory on the dribble. Andrews, the top of the key now. Setting a pick over there is Ilsley. They try to roll off the pick. Now they give it to Ilsley. She cuts down the lane. She turns, pivots, and she's going to shoot, but there was a
foul, I think, before the shot. Ilse was getting in position in the lane, but had used up the dribble and had to pivot around and then try to go for the basket on the shot, and was fouled on the play by Casper. Then he's with the ball underneath. Gleason, a hook shot up and in. What a shot by Nicole Gleason for her second basket. And that was a hook shot in the lane, and that makes it a two-point lead for Casa Grande, 25-23. Coming right down here in the closing couple minutes of the quarter in this third period of play. There's another shot from the left corner. Good again. Wow, that time it was Ashley Casper that got the three-pointer, and that's her second three-point basket. Well, they've been firing those threes, and here come the Crushers. Andrews goes in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebounds to Penza, brings it back out to Gleason. Gleason underneath, a shot up by Groves. Good. Oh, what a pass from Gleason to Mo Groves, who made the basket. And it's 28-25 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Finney settles back into, and there's an interception by Gleason on the fast break. Gleason coming down under the basket, but doesn't shoot. Gets it out to Sapenza. She does shoot, a longer one. No good. Boy, Gleason had it close underneath, but elected not to shoot. Send it back out, and a fast break the other way now. Into the left corner, there is a quick three-point attempt up, but she gets her own rebound. That is Casper. Fires it over to the right side this time. They get it over there to Dietrichson. Dietrichson drives baseline. And hooks the pass, and the pass is intercepted by Sapenza. And here comes the Crushers to Gleason. Gleason goes in, goes up, shoots, scores! Oh, that was not an easy shot by any means.
And Ira, the Crushers are now in the lead because the scorekeeper had missed a basket by the Crushers earlier. So when we thought they had 25, they actually had 27, and now they've gone into the lead.
29-28 is the score. Vintage in the lead with 1 minute to go in the quarter. Casper that was Merwin trying a three from the right corner. No good. Vintage rebound with 1 minute to go in the quarter. They have a one-point lead. They work it right side. Ilsley's pulled way out there, gets the pass, uses up the dribble, and gets a pass out to Gleason. She's fouled by Merwin, who tried for the interception. Dan Sack, what a job he has done year after year at Casa Grande. A long time girls varsity basketball coach for the Gauchos. Just such a great job. Crushers with the ball. Get the pass in. Andrews goes up, shoots, just missed. Rebound by Dietrichson for Casa Grande. Out on the right wing to Gardia. Gardia brings the ball forecourt. Passes over in the right-hand corner now as they try to get Merwin open there. The south, and the pass is intercepted by Gleason. It's a two-on-one. The ball is kicked. A good defensive ploy there by Gardia to spoil the Crusher two-on-one fast break attempt. Back into the lineup for Casa Grande is Emma Reese, who hit those two three-pointers in a row. She replaces Ashley Casper, who had a three-pointer after she came into the lineup. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vinny's with the ball. Italy goes, turns, shoots, her shot is partially blocked, so it'll be Vinny's ball with 16 seconds remaining. Andrews, Sapenza, Groves, Gleason, and Ilse out there now for the Vinny's Crushers. Inbounds pass to Gleason. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Gives to Andrews. Shot clock is off. Andrews drives in, goes up, shoots, spins around, and comes out. No good. Rebound taken out by Casa Grande. 4 seconds to go. Firing from midcourt. It's going to be short, and that will end the quarter. Much better quarter for the Vintage Crushers as they scored 15 points in the quarter to 10 points for Casa Grande. We're at the end of three, and our score, the Vintage Crushers of Napa, 29. The Casa Grande Gauchos of Petaluma, 28, back with the fourth quarter after this message. Well, that certainly was a much better quarter for the Vintage Girls.
Yeah, the Vintage Girls continue to shoot the ball well. They were 6 out of 14 in that quarter.
Casa Grande was just 3 of 15, although all three of their makes were three-pointers. Casa Grande's actually shot more three-pointers than two-pointers in this game so far. And let's see, rebounding, Crushers lead there 26-21. And the turnover battle's gotten a little closer. Crushers have still turned the ball over way too much, 17 times. But now they've forced 11 Casa Grande turnovers.
Well, only a couple turnovers there then in the third quarter for Vintage, handling the ball much better against this pressure defense. Double-teaming, Gleason loses the ball out of bounds. And just as we say that, Crushers turned the ball over to start the quarter. So we're just underway now here in the fourth quarter. And Casa Grande gets the ball at midcourt. The inbounds pass to Gardia. She starts down the left side, guarded very tightly over there on the zone defense by Gleason. There's a quick shot up. No good. Rebound by Ilse. Coming down a two-on-one fast break with Gleason. Gleason drops the ball. Picks it up. Now the defense gets back. So she brings it back out to Ilse, top of the key. Back over the right side, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Gardia. I think that is three fouls on the sophomore, 5'7", Sophia Gardia, one of four sophomores on the squad, along with four freshmen. Young team. Inbounds pass to Ilse. Then he says, and Ilse's going to try a long one. It's an air ball, and it's taken out by Merwin now for Casa Grande. In the first minute yet of this fourth quarter, Vintage leads it 29-28. Taking her time to bring the ball in the forecourt is Gardia. Now it's Gleason that starts to pick her up. So they make the move to Merwin. Merwin is double-teamed, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Casa Grande. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith here at American Canyon High School. It's the championship of the Vine Valley Athletic League girls basketball, the first ever league championship. Inbounds pass comes way back out to Merwin. Merwin working from left to right over the, travel. Pulling the pivot foot was Sophia Gardia. She tried to stretch out a bit, and in doing so, pulled that pivot foot. Crushers look at some pressure put on them in the backcourt. Andrew's going to have to hurry to get the inbounds pass. She gets it in now to Ilse, who came way back in the backcourt to help out. Ilse will bring it to front court now. Passes back over the left side now. Andrews looks under the basket. She has Groves moving under there, but they can't get the pass to Mo Groves. So the pass goes to Gleason, top of the key. Now working it into Ilse. Ilse pass to Sapenza, doesn't shoot. Gets it over to the right side now. Andrews underneath to Ilse. Spins, turns, goes up, shoots, miss, goes for the rebound. It's a loose ball picked out of there by Gardia. Leads a fast break the other way now. Cookie taking in the corner, a three-point attempt. Just missed that time by Reese, and the rebound comes out to the Crushers. Neither team has scored yet here in the fourth quarter as we played nearly 2 minutes in the period. Ilse over to Gleason. Crushers spread their offense. Comes to Sapenza, fakes left, goes right instead with a pass out to Ilse on a high post. Going to a low post is Groves shooting over the defense and missing for the Crushers, and they can't retrieve the rebound. It hits on the baseline out of bounds. So it will be Gaucho's ball in their backcourt. They have Loyo and Gardia there bringing the ball into the forecourt to Merwin. Kicked it over to the left side as they're working it around against the Crushers using the zone still. And the ball is deep, like intercepted by Andrews. Andrews leading a fast break for the Crushers. Driving down, passes to Gleason. And she was open, but gets it back to Andrews, who lays it in. Now, Gleason actually had a better shot than Andrews, but she passed the ball back to Andrews, who was able to make it anyway. And with 5.5 minutes to go, there is a timeout. So we'll take time now with the fourth quarter underway. And the score is the Vintage Crushers of Napa 31. Casa Grande Gauchos of Petaluma 20.
Valley. So when you...
Vintage has the lead. Vintage led by... one at the end of the third quarter. And we have both teams still huddled around their respective coaches. Here come the Gauchos. They will have the ball in the backcourt. Here come the Vintage Crushers onto the court. Sapenza, Gleason, Groves, Ilsley, and Andrews. The same quintet that was in there when that timeout was taken. Vintage on the defense. It is Diedrichsen with the ball on the left side. Well out. She's going to try a three. It is good. That's her third three-point basket. Boy, they don't hesitate to fire the three. All of their field goals in the second half have been three-pointers. No two-pointers. They've had 4 3-point baskets in the second half. Underneath it goes to Groves. Puts the shot up. No good. Gets a rebound. Fouled as she goes back up for the offensive putback. And will go to the line for 2 free throws. The free throw shooter, the foul, by the way, was on Merwin. And that was her third personal foul. It was the team's fifth here in the second half. First free throw is good by Mo Groves. That was her first attempt at the foul line. She's 17 out of 33 on the season, 52%. Her next free throw is also good. She's 100% tonight. And the Crushers go back up by 2 points. Into the forecourt is Damani. To Merwin goes baseline. Back to Damani. Working it over to the left side. You've got to watch Diedrichsen. She's pretty good from the three-point range. She pulls way back there. And we've got a foul on Vintage. It will not be a shooting foul. Officiating has been very good in the game. Dwayne Perry and Sarjeet Singh doing very nice work there as controlling the ball game. Casagrande with the ball, down by 2 points, 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. They get it over to Damani, and then a whistle and another foul against the Vintage Crushers, I think. Or no, I guess not a foul on that, but it's just out of bounds. To the Gauchos, get the pass into Damani. Over in the right-hand corner, the Crushers are pressuring now the ball from the corner, and stealing it is Gleason, and just a wild pass and a loose ball. Gleason tried to pass the ball, and then she was the one closest to it, and she knew she could not touch it or it would be a turnover, and so she was the one that had to block, tried to block out the others, but could not do so, and it'll be out of bounds to Casagrande.
Yeah, she was trying to run interference there, hoping one of her teammates could get around her and grab the ball.
Yeah, you cannot pass to yourself. So play resumes now as Vintage stays in that zone press. Gleason is the point guard on the press. Diedrichsen has it deep left side. And the ball's deflected away, taken by the Crushers. Coming down is Gleason, going in against Dickerson, lays it up and scores. Got it over Diedrichsen there. And Gleason has her fourth field goal in the game. Crushers up by 4 points. Right side, Merwin puts the shot up. Good! Right baseline jumper. Ah, nice play there by Trinity Merwin. She's got 7 points in the game. Coming up on 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 35-33, Vinny's by 2, and the Crushers have the ball. It's down. It's Andrews going up, shooting, no good. Rebound, Groves, fouled again. She'll go back to the free throw line for 2 free throws. She made her first 2 there, and will go back to the line with a 2-point lead for her team. Crushers have only attempted 5 free throws, and she missed that one. That's her second miss in the contest. Into the lineup for the first time is Shayla Dunker. No, she was in earlier in the first half as well. First time here in the second half. Free throw is no good. So this time, Groves missed both free throws, and we stay with a 2-point advantage for the Crushers as the Gauchos bring the ball forecourt, taking it over to Diedrichsen. There's a three. This one's no good. She goes for the rebound and gets it and passes over to the left side. Now a hook pass goes to the right corner over to Gardia. Back out it comes now. working around the perimeter. Merwin underneath, and there's a double-teaming effort, and the ball is deflected. And we have 15 seconds on the shot clock as the pass goes over toward the top of the key. Coming up on 7 seconds on the shot clock. The ball is into the right-hand corner, 2 seconds on the shot clock, and the ball is deflected off of the Gauchos out of bounds with just about a second to go on the shot clock. It'll be Vintage's ball. They're going to be taking a timeout. Let's see if it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take timeout now with 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter, and the score is the Vintage Crushers of Napa 35, the Casa Grande Gauchos of Petaluma 33.
Tom.
Well, you like to see a close game in a championship, and that's what we've got going here at American Canyon.
We certainly do, and what's also close now is the turnover battle. At one point, Vintage was way behind in turnovers, but now it's getting pretty even. The Crushers have turned the ball over only 4 times in the second half. They're at 19 for the game, and Casa Grande is at 14 for the game.
Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith here at the American Canyon Gymnasium. It's the Vine Valley Athletic League Championship for the girls. American Canyon, a nice facility and a great place to host an event such as this. So we have 2 games here tonight, the girls' championship and then the boys' championship. Speaking of which, Zach Cook just made his presence here at the gymnasium as play resumes for the girls. Driving in is Sapenza, puts a jumper up. No good. The rebound, Hillsley can't hold it. Taken instead by Merwin. Merwin passes on the right wing. Gets her pass there to Gardia. The Gauchos down by 2, and they have the basketball now with 2:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Merwin over to Diedrichson. She hits another 3. That's her 4th 3. You've got to pull out on her because she has a very good-looking 3-point shot. She's a senior, wants to go to college next year, but not sure she wants to play basketball. Into the forecourt, Gleason has the ball. Vintage is down by a point. Comes over in the left-hand corner. Andrews starts to drive in. She puts a shot up, no good, but was fouled on the play. It'll be a 2-shot opportunity for Andrews, I think. Maybe it's been fouled before the shot. Apparently, that's going to be the case. That foul is going to go on Gardia. That is 4 fouls. Check their change. She gets out to Dunker. That'll be just her 2nd foul. But it's the 1-1 now as the bonus is in effect for Vintage. This is the 7th team foul. We're inside of 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and Andrews at the line. Her first free throw is good, so she gets the bonus. And she is 3 for 3 tonight, 65% on the season. Back at the line, bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. Free throw, perfect. Vintage goes back in the lead thanks to a pair of Alyssa Andrews free throws, 37-36, a minute 45 to go in regulation. Pass goes right side now to Gardia over the left side, a 3 up and good by Diedrichson again. She has made 5 3-pointers for all of her scoring. Quickly down court is Andrews, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound Grove, passes out to Sapenza. She tries a 3, way off the mark. Rebound battle for, and Gleason gets it for the Crushers. Over to Sapenza, back over, and they lost it out of bounds. Another turnover against the Crushers, but only their 5th here in the second half. Casa Grande has the lead, and they have the basketball at midcourt. And Joe Donahoe wants a timeout to talk it over, as the Vintage Crushers have had problems with Diedrichson there. The 5'11 senior has hit on 5 3-pointers, hit 2 of them in the first quarter, and has hit 3 of them here in the fourth quarter. The Gauchos have made just 1 2-point basket in the second half and 5 3-point baskets.
Yep, and they've only made 3 2-point baskets in the entire game.
compared with 10 three-pointers. So they've made 13 baskets. 10 of them have been three-pointers, and their shooting percentage from three, while not spectacular, is far better than their shooting percentage on the two-pointers. So the Crushers here are just going to have to get a good defensive stand if they want to win this game and win this tournament. They're going to need to play some good defense here.
Just a reminder that the second game coming up will be the boys' championship between the number one and number two seed, Napa High Grizzlies. They've won 15 games in a row, 17 out of 18. Last time they lost was before Christmas. They are 22-5 against Brett Wedding's American Canyon Wolves, who've won two in a row. They are 14-13 overall. They are in second place in the league. Play resumes. The Chrysers are on defense, trailing it by 2 points. And Casa Grande's taking some air out of the ball now, dribbling it around. And Dietrich is going to fire another three. This one is no good. And the rebound, Gleason gets it for the Vintage Chrysers. We're in the final minute now of the fourth quarter. A long pass down to Groves, under the basket, deflected by Dietrichson. Out of bounds, it'll be Chrysers ball. Oh, nice defensive play there by Samantha Dietrichson. Ready to trigger the inbound. Alyssa Andrews for the Chrysers. Coming back into the lineup for the Gauchos is Shayla Dunkert. Going to the sideline is Emma Reese, who hit consecutive three-pointers back in the third quarter. 50 seconds to go. Chrysers down by two. Andrews inbounds the ball. Gets it into Ilsley. Over to Gleason. Back out. She throws the ball away. Sends it way down court. Let's see it now. And it will be Casa Grande ball. And on offense, Emma Reese will come back into the lineup. Let's see, that probably means that Dunkert will go to the sideline. So just a tough turnover there for the Chrysers. They were down by two and threw the ball away. And Joe Donahoe has his hands on his hips as he tells the girls to take a timeout.
Yep, and there's still plenty of time. 42.2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Crushers are just down by two, so they just need to play good defense, make a stop, and then they need to go down and make a bucket to try and send this game into overtime. Or, of course, with three, they could go into the lead. But the Crushers have not made a lot of three-point baskets in this game. The Crushers have made just one. I actually have them with two.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Andrews had one in the first half, and Ilsley had one in the second half.
And amazingly, they've only shot, they've only tried six. They're two out of six. On the other hand, the Gauchos have shot more threes than they have twos. The Gauchos have attempted 31 threes.
Well, we resume action now with 42 seconds to go. The inbounds pass and the Crushers right away come in, and it looks like they committed a foul. They tried to double team and tie up Emma Reese, and there is a foul called by Sarjeet Singh. That was only the fourth team foul, so Casa Grande's not yet in the bonus. Back to the Crushers have two more fouls to give. Inbounds pass comes out to the top of the key as the Crushers spread their defense, trying to close in and double-team when they can. The ball is deflected, and it has 15 seconds on the shot clock. There's another Crusher foul. They still have two fouls to give before the bonus is in effect for Casa Grande with 27 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. And it's going to be Samantha Dietrichson to inbound the ball. What a game she's had. Five three-pointers, 15 points. Not been to the free throw line and has fired. And then the ball is deflected, but Samantha gets it back. Dietrichson is fouled there by Ilsley.
And, of course, the shot clock is turned off now, so Casa Grande can try and just, use up the entire clock. Vintage is going to have to foul. Of course, on the next foul, they're going to have free throws.
That's right. The next one, they have no further fouls to give, and there's a foul right away. That'll send Trinity Merwin to the free throw line, where she made one out of three earlier. That comes with 22 seconds to go here. It's a 1-1 for the 5'6" sophomore. As she given the ball, bouncing it, eyeing the basket, her free throw is good. She's made two in a row after she missed her first two tonight. Gives her 8 points and gives her team a 3-point lead with 22.3 seconds to go. Next free throw, it's good as well. 9 points for her, and the Racers are going to inbound the ball. But first, Dan Sack wants to take a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take timeout now, too, with 22.3 seconds to go. The score.
Kennedy.
Back here at the American Canyon Gymnasium, along with Dino Alessio, Ira C. Smith, and the first field goal that Casa Grande made early in the contest was almost a three-pointer. It was just inside the line. In fact, I thought it had been ruled a three, but that was a two. And very seldom as they made a two-pointer, about all three-pointers. But, boy, have they done the job there. Full court pressure against the Crashers as they inbound the ball, getting into the forecourt and throwing the ball away. Andrews just tossed it cross-court and meant for the Pens, I think, but it was not close to her. Sailed out of bounds with 16 seconds to go. There is a another quick foul by Gleason. And it will be the 1-plus-1 with a 4-point lead. That's two possessions. And Gardia will be at the foul line looking for her first points in the game. She hardly ever shoots. She is pretty good at controlling the ball and handling it. And her free throw is no good. The rebound is out of bounds, and it's given to Casa Grande. The Crashers were last to touch it. 13 seconds to go. A 4-point Casa Grande lead. The inbounds pass comes way out to Merwin, and she is fouled right away. And that foul is going to go on Andrews. It's still the 1-1, but on the next common foul would be a double bonus situation for the Gauchos. Free throw is no good. Rebound comes out. The Crashers get the ball coming into the forecourt. Pass goes to Ilsley. 3 seconds to go. There is a throw up. I guess you could call it a shot, although it was way off target and sailed out of bounds. And so that gives the ball over to Casa Grande with 4/10 of a second to go. And what a fourth quarter for Casa Grande as they held Vintage to 8 points in the fourth quarter while scoring 13 points themselves to win the game by 4 points. The final score in this first game and the championship going to Casa Grande of Petaluma. The Gauchos now are 18-9 overall. The Crashers will be in the playoffs, but their record is 20-7 now, and that ends a 6-game-in-a-row winning streak for the Benny's Crashers. Napa hopes the same thing doesn't happen to them and their 15-game winning streak. We'll be back with the final stats on this first game of our basketball doubleheader after this timeout. Well, this is the wrap-up of the first game of our basketball doubleheader. Welcome in. Dino Alessio finishing up the shooting statistics. He'll check those out, and then I'll check individual scoring.
Well, that was a marvelous first game of the doubleheader, right down to the wire until Casa Grande pulled it out in just the final few seconds, going into the lead in the final minutes and then holding on with some good free throw shooting and clutch baskets. For Casa Grande, they've got the weirdest looking line score that you'll see. They took 56 field goal attempts, and they made 13 of them.
but they were only 3 out of 25 from inside the three-point line. 3 out of 25, but they made 10 out of 31 from outside the three-point line. They were 5 of 9 from the free-throw line, and that's how they got their 41 points. For the Lady Crushers of Vintage High School, they ended up taking just 35 shots, so 21 shots fewer than Casa Grande. They made 14 of them. That's 40% shooting. They were 2 of 7 from three-point range. That's 29%. And they were 7 of 10 from the free-throw line. So the Crushers shot more accurately, but didn't get off nearly as many shots. The turnover battle ended up being 22 turnovers for the Crushers and 16 for Casa Grande. Casa Grande had 11 assists on their 13 made baskets. So only 2 of their baskets were unassisted. The Crushers had 6 assists on their 14 made baskets. The Crushers led in rebounding by 34 to 29. There were 3 block shots by Casa Grande, 2 block shots by the Crushers. And Casa Grande scored first. There were 6 lead changes in the game. 6 lead changes, and the score was tied on 3 other occasions as the Casa Grande Gauchos won the game by a score of 41 to 37. And now here's Ira with the individual shooting scoring stats.
Well, first of all, for the Vintage Crushers, their leading scorer, as she has been throughout the season, was Alyssa Andrews. She came into the game averaging 15.6 per game and had 11 points in this game. Her first basket was a three-pointer, after which she hit a couple of two-pointers and was 4 for 4 at the foul line for 11 points. She was the only double-figure scorer for the Vintage Crushers. Nicole Gleason, who averages 9.5 per game, had 4 field goals for 8 points. Kate Ilsley, who averages 7.3, had 7 points on 3 field goals, one of which was a 3-pointer for her 7 points. Mo Groves, who averages 5 points a game, had 2 field goals, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for 6 points in the game. And Maya Sapenza had 1 field goal, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 3 points. And that was the extent of it. There's 5 players. The starters are the ones that scored. Eden Wood, a freshman, had a basket for 2 points back in the second quarter as well. And then didn't see much action then after that appearance. Delina Morris saw some action. Ellie Savage for a while in there, but a brief period. So mostly the starting 5 went most of the game for the Vintage Crushers, whose record now is 20-7. And they will await Sunday to find out if they do get into the playoffs, and if so, what their position is. Casa Grande wins the championship, and they were led by Samantha Diedrichsen with her 5 three-point field goals for 15 points. Trinity Merwin, a sophomore, hit on 3 field goals. She was 3 out of 5 at the foul line for 9 points. Ashley Casper and Emma Reese had identical totals. Each had 2 three-point baskets for 6 points. Cassie Liverius had a 3-point basket in the second quarter. And Cassius didn't play much after that. Sophia Gardia, a sophomore, while she didn't score, was very much of a factor as far as doing a nice job. Grace Ragakis, a 6-foot freshman, saw limited playing time in the first half, and I don't think Ragakis got into the game at all in the second half. Selah Dunker did see some action. Jennifer Loyo had 2 for 2 at the foul line for 2 points. And Mason Damani, another freshman, did not score, but did see quite a bit of action out there for Dan Sack's team. So, Dan Sack, congratulations. You hang in there, and your girls are the champ.
Yeah, and it was a terrifically well-deserved victory by Casa Grande. It was fascinating all during the game to see the contrasting strategies of the two teams as the Crushers were working on their inside game offensively and sagging in towards the basket defensively as well. They just like to be around the basket both offensively and defensively. On the other hand, Casa Grande, with their terrific three-point shooting, especially in the second half when they got hot, got them the points they needed, and their defense was just amazing, double and triple teaming the player with the ball, forcing Vintage into a lot of turnovers. And, it was just a terrific game, and if you played it 10 times, each team might win 5 of them. But Casa Grande won tonight.
And who are you picking as far as your player of the game?
Well, I've got to go with Diedrichson with the 15 points on the 5 threes, and the way she shot them, just a tremendously confident shooter. She was shooting them from, at times, a couple of feet outside of the three-point. These were like college threes, and she had a beautiful high arc on the ball, and I don't think any of them hit iron. They were all net. They were terrific shots.
Yeah, I think I will go with her, too. Not only was she a scorer, her defense was superb out there, and her ball handling, and just a great effort for the 5'11 senior, Samantha Diedrichson. So congratulations to her. The Gauchos led at the end of the first quarter, 8-3. Very slow starting. Then at halftime, the Gauchos were ahead 18-14 as they hit a three-pointer just before the buzzer sounded. Then in the third quarter, Vintage moved ahead and was ahead at the end of the third quarter, 29-28. Got as far ahead as 4 points several times there in the fourth quarter, only to find Casa Grande come back and bury a three-pointer, usually by Diedrichson, although Casper and Reese also had three-pointers there in the second half that helped them out. So that was pretty much our story of game number one. Congratulations to Casa Grande. They are the Vine Valley Athletic League playoff champions. We'll be back for game number two, Napa High against American Canyon, for the boys' Vine Valley Athletic League.